know, I was just reading my blog this morning because with so many people hitting on it, I went back to just make sure there's not too many mistakes. And I'm listening to my, I mean, I'm reading my own writing and I'm like saying things like, wow, nowadays people can record and anybody can sound good, you know. It'd be so nice if one day I could record my songs. Or I don't have a very good voice, it's too bad. And I'm thinking, I didn't know at that time that I would find you or that I'd find him. And I could have picked any arranger, and Glendale's kind of far. Like, why did I pick him?
That's so true.
And I saved his ad in my drawer for 2 years.
What?
Yeah,
Judy,
that's the story.
Weird.
Yeah, one day I was looking for a wheelchair for my mother, and I went on Craigslist, and I caught my eye. They had services, and it said, you know, songwriters. So it caught my eye. I hadn't been playing my guitar, and it just says, I'll make you sound good. And I said, oh, I like that. So I printed it out and put it in my drawer. So when I called him up and I brought the ad with me, he says, wow, you hung on to the promo. Yeah, isn't that interesting?
Oh, my gosh.
What a story.
Like it's meant to be, isn't it? Like, yeah, me
well,
too.
I told him, if I go somewhere with my music, you're coming to the big studio with me.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I won't go to a big studio. You know, maybe I can just sell my... Now I'm beginning to get hopeful that my stuff sounds good enough to sell myself.
Yeah, with his abilities, your songs, and current technical... I mean, everyone having Pro Tools and...
Yeah. I laugh because
it's not formulaic.
I listen to his stuff and I'm going, how did he come up with that? I didn't realize how good it was while I was there. But lots of times I'll say to him, just do the melody. And he'll go, come on, that's boring. You have the song already with the melody. Let me do something else. And I go, okay. But do the melody, please.
What an interesting relationship. And just, you know,
like
you
a brother sister.
Oh, that's what I was going to say when you were talking.
Yeah.
It's like the brother
and I don't get it. He said something like, my hard drive's filling up. I have this Judy coming. And I go, you have another Judy? He goes, no, you ding dong.
Hard drive's filling up. I got to get another hard drive. Yeah, with customers like Judy.
Yeah.
There's several hard
drives. I actually thought he meant he had another Judy coming. I really did. Oh, I had such a good show. Such a good show on Sunday. People came because they saw an ad in the newspaper. I didn't know that I was in the newspaper. The Daily News.
Wow.
They came just to see me. Like maybe 10 people. I don't know. Anyway, they listened and they were really looking. So it was like, oh, this isn't just a bunch of readers. They wanted cover songs. So I have to do more cover songs. I mean, that you could just tell they would eat up 70 songs. So I actually started learning a few more.
Oh,
so
good. Good for
really
you.
Good.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
But I could feel that I had the tone. I could just feel it. It was so exciting.
Oh,
it was really exciting. Yeah, I didn't oversing. I just felt so comfortable. It was really fun. It made me actually enjoy it.
Oh.
I'm thinking, I like my voice now. What a change, you know?
Yeah. It's just magical.
It is magical.
So, yeah.
It is.
Oh, good for you. I'm so happy.
And I set up all my own equipment.
You,
I'm my own roadie now. Michael told me that I could do it, and I said, okay, I can do it. I was nervous. What if I put this cord in the wrong hole? Do you know how many holes there are on the amplifier to know where to put which one?
Yeah.
And the
line
mic.
Line ins, line outs, like, yeah.
There was
RCAs,
only,
quarter inches,
only one problem I had a lot of feedback on the guitar, and it wasn't until I got home, and he says, what went wrong? And I go, I don't know. It just kept, he says, Jill, did you have your pickup on what volume? And I go on all the way up because when I record, I have it all the way up. So I forgot.
Oh.
So isn't that funny? He knew right away. I'm like, okay, well, that's a lesson learned. I won't do that again.
Yeah. Yeah. So you, yeah. Two times. And so you're like, oh, you're going to kill this problem soon. I know you're going to.
All right. Now let's have a lesson. Well, that song that I just recorded, you got to hear how complicated for me this picking was. One fingernail missing and it's horrible. You can see how I got faster and faster. I should have done it slower. I should have done it more like this. I wasn't thinking. I was just so busy concentrating on getting all the fingers. This chord, so I can kind of go into it like this. So that's what I did. I ended this song and started this one.
Well, thank you. I like the chords. I always like the chords that you're doing. But you know those changes and what you're doing over that. you're going to hit it. You're going to hit what you want to, you know, you're going to find the part that you want and feel good about because you're so open then.
I want so badly to fix, but I do want to record and finish, you know, so yes. I'm forcing myself. And this little pair of songs I just did, I thought they were nothing songs. They're so much fun to record. Oh. Isn't it funny that the little things left behind are the gems? The ones that are the most weird turn out to be unique.
It is weird and cool and exciting and surprising.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
Thanks for giving me a voice that I like. Oh. I didn't have one before you, so.
Oh, gosh, Judy. It's my pleasure.
Yeah.
Straight up. It is. It's just my
pleasure. The more you do something, the more you get better at it.
Yeah. And you can always. People, I know people feel like, you know, oh, you're just saying that, you know.
No,
you
told me.
I absolutely mean that. I've seen it happen too many times, and I am the example, so nobody can tell me anything.
Really? You mean you didn't have a good voice before?
I didn't like my voice. People have always told me they liked it, but there were things I didn't like about it, and I didn't know how to get to the next level. And it was huge where I wanted to go. And when I started accomplishing those goals after the age of 40, you see, now nobody can tell me anything.